For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, thanks once again to Burke, Virginia native Commanders fan and just all-around good dude, Byron Saxton. You can watch him tonight, USA Network, starting at 8 o'clock, WWE SmackDown from the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, as well throughout the weekend on Peacock, WrestleMania, Saturday night, Sunday night. You know what I'll be doing, baby. You know what I'll be doing. It's a good thing that the Capitals are not playing until Monday night. The Nationals have already been knocked out tonight. We don't have any competition from them. We got some crappy NBA playoff games. All right, maybe not crappy, but, you know, you get my point. I'm sort of being sarcastic. I don't know how good the games will be. Miami and Atlanta? Kind of a snoozer. Nah, maybe it would be great if Tyler Hero goes off. Oh, wow. The Lakers have given Rob Pelinka a contract extension with a new title. He'll be the president of basketball operations now. I mean, you know, listen, the guy has done a pretty good job, all things considered. Won a championship in 2020 after trading for AD. Obviously got Luka Doncic. Now, I don't think that deal, again, is as bad for Dallas as people making it out to be. But clearly it's worked for the Lakers. So Rob Pelinka getting a new contract extension. He'll still be the GM. It gets a new contract extension. Still be the GM, but also gets the president of basketball ops title. So that's interesting. Tonight, again, Miami, Atlanta. We were just talking about that. And then while you have that game, that's the early game. Then you have Dallas and Memphis going at it in Memphis at 9:30 or thereabouts. Both of those games tonight. Of course, that's the final seed for the playoffs, the eighth seed. So whoever wins each game, of course, then goes on to take the number one seed. And again, the Colorado Rockies and the Nationals have already been canceled because of a blizzard in Denver. So just reading this now, Jackson Dart is not going to be attending the NFL draft after originally committing to do so in Green Bay next Thursday night. No reason given for his plans. Jalen Milroe, who may not even go in the first round, is going to be there. Now there's only two quarterbacks, Cam Ward, who's expected to go number one overall. And again, right now, Jalen Milroe, we already knew that Shedeur Sanders was not going to be there. And now you don't have Jackson Dart there. To me, that's not a big deal. not a big deal at all, because I do understand, even though that's a moment that you'd love to have, like you walk down the corridor, however they set it up, and you get out on stage and the crowd is hopefully cheering for you, and Roger Goodell, as phony as he is, gives you a big, gigantic bro hug. That's a moment that if I was in that position, I would want both. And what I mean by that is I would want that walk on the stage moment. Hopefully you don't get booed. Hopefully you get a massive applause. All the flashbulbs are going off crazy. Big, huge crowd. Even Raj giving you, again, the fake bro hug. You get that jersey, you get that hat. You know, everybody wants to talk to you. It's the it's the culmination of everything you've kind of worked for. But I could also understand, man, wanting to be with my family. You know, I can understand that. Now, if you're trying to do something weird, i.e. make money somehow at a party by hosting a bunch of people, that I don't get. But if you just want to be home with your family on the couch or at a party venue or whatever, like, again, with your family, your cousins, your friends, your people, right? I do understand that. I really do. I really do.
I mean, I think some of it is where is it too. I don't know that Wisconsin is as fun of a town to go visit. Say it's in like Vegas, like WrestleMania or something. Might be a little more inclined.
Metal Chris, this is a good point, right? I mean, like football people love Green Bay, Wisconsin because of the history, because of the nostalgia.
But
because
you're not even going for a game.
Right. You can't even, I don't even know if they stay in Green Bay. They probably do, but the one and only time that I've been to Green Bay, do you know where the Washington Redskins stayed?
No.
Appleton, Wisconsin.
I don't even know where that
is. It's about a 50-minute drive from Lambeau Field.
Oof.
In charter buses, because they didn't have a hotel in Green Bay big enough for what the then Redskins needed. Now, I don't know if that's been fixed over the last 10 years. I don't know, because I haven't been back. But this was 2014, week two.
Yeah.
Okay? And we had to stay in Appleton, freaking Wisconsin. And I think they've stayed in Appleton, I think. I would have to double check. I think they stayed in Appleton, Wisconsin the last time they were there. But my point being is, and your point being is, it's not, Green Bay is not Nashville. It's not even Philadelphia. Was that last year or was that two years ago?
I think last year was Kansas City, right?
Yeah, last year was Kansas City. You're right. I mean, you know, so again, last year was Detroit, wasn't it?
I don't know.
It was Detroit.
I thought I saw them all doing the tomahawk chop. That's why I remember it. But
I can't remember. I would have to look it up. Either way, maybe there have been, you know, certainly there have been some non-exotic cities, but maybe Green Bay being as weird as you can possibly.
It was Detroit, yep.
It was Detroit, okay. But Kansas City was recently, right? 2-3 years ago, I think?
Must have been the year before or something.
I want to say that. So maybe it's not Green Bay. Maybe that helps you make the decision.
Yeah, 2023 was Kansas City.
Okay. I mean, Kansas City, right? I mean, you think of, what do you think of when you think of Kansas City? Barbecue, right?
I actually have family from there, so I've been there quite a few times.
Kansas City?
Yeah. My whole dad's side grew up in Kansas City, and my grandparents, I used to go out there a lot as a kid when my grandparents were still alive.
That is one city that I have never been to.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Yeah, so
it's not the only city I've never been to, but I've never been there.
It reminds me of D.C. a little because it's split in two by like a river, and they're different jurisdictions. So it's like if you're on the Missouri side or the Kansas side.
Right, there's Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri.
Is on the Missouri side, which a lot of people outside of the area don't seem to realize. Right. But my dad's family is actually from the Kansas side.
Okay.
Whatever. But yeah, I've actually been there a bunch. I know the best steakhouse out there. Go visit the Golden Ox if you're ever in that town. Awesome.
And that's... the Golden Ox is on the Kansas side then? Or
I think so. So the thing is like that's where the big train tracks and everything is that would like bring all the cattle in. And like the traditionally, this place has been there like 100 years or something. It was like they got the first pick of the cows coming off the cattle. So like
they had the first pick in the draft
so
is what you're saying.
So the best meat would be the idea like of any place in town because they got the first pick of the cattle. Now, I don't know if that still works that way, but that was like always a thing. Now it's just like a fancy, you know, steakhouse or whatever, but love that place.
This is before they send them to their unfortunate demise, right?
Well, I mean, you eat them at the steakhouse, yes. Like that is what you're doing there.
Yeah. Okay. Just asking, double checking, just wanted to bring that up for whatever reason.
I mean, Kansas City known for the barbecue, you know?
I the Commanders play in Kansas City this year.
Yeah.
That is one road trip that I am planning, hoping to make.
You know the Muddy Waters song about Kansas City?
Kansas City.
Yeah.
Kansas City.
They got some crazy little women there. Yeah. I'm going to get me one.
Yeah, there you go. By the way, Athan and Annapolis sent me a YouTube version of Goodnight, Sweetheart. It's great. I love it. And again, Build Me Up Buttercup is another big one. For me as a dad, obviously I don't sing it to my kids anymore, but I used to. When they were small little kids, and that came up because Chris played Sweet Child of Mine from Guns N' Roses, GNR, baby, earlier in the show. All right, so we told you about Rob Pelinka. We told you about the play-in games tonight. We told you about the Nationals being blizzarded out in Denver. What else? We told you about SmackDown. We told you about WWE and WrestleMania. We got it all covered for you, baby. One thing we have not really had time to spend a whole lot of time on today, and we will do so, obviously, on Monday. We'll have a full preview. Is the Capitals and the Canadiens. Look, the Capitals should win this series. They are the better team. Start there. Last night...
Remember 2010, though?
I know. I know. See, what's funny, though, in 2010, I thought they would really struggle to win that series. And as a matter of fact, I picked a 7-game series... Because Montreal had these big, tall, physical defensemen.
Well, and their goalie got hot, I remember.
And then Yaroslav Halak got just screeching hot.
Yeah, and I think, Ovi didn't even have a shot in the first game, I think, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Well, the Caps were up 3-1 in that series and blew it, right?
Yes, yeah, so if I recall, the Habs became the first team in the NHL to win a 3-1, down 3-1, yeah.
Right. This is not that same team. It's a team that can present some problems. They've got a pretty darn good first line. Cole Caulfield, Nick Suzuki specifically. They brought up this young kid, Slavoski, if I'm saying his name right. Demidov, if I'm saying his name right. He's another young buck. They have Patrick Laine, for those that remember him. Look, they're not as good and as talented as the Caps, okay? And they don't have... these stud defensemen. They just don't. But, and they don't have, I don't think, anybody that resembles somebody that can get on a just heater like Yaroslav Halak in net. The Capitals, again, should win this series. I wonder, though, because, like last night during the game, I was watching on ESPN, Emily Kaplan said, you know, Logan Thompson had been practicing with the team, practicing on the ice, whatnot. He is expected back for game one. That's not definite, but he is expected back. Alexei Protas, she was, as I would have expected based on what I've seen and what I've heard, questionable at the very least for game one. I don't think Alexei Protas is going to be back for game one. I don't know. But I don't think he will. But what's interesting is, and we should know the answer by Monday when we start the show, who is the first goaltender off? I think it'll be Charlie Lindgren. I think Charlie Lindgren will start the playoffs. We've been saying this for a week now. All of a sudden, everybody's starting to debate this. I mean, as usual, this show set the tempo. This show thought ahead. This show was first on the scene. I think it'll be Charlie Lindgren. And I think Charlie Lindgren plays until Charlie Lindgren doesn't deserve to play. And that's unfortunate for Logan Thompson. And that's not the way they necessarily drew it up. And clearly Logan Thompson is the guy that they view as their number one. Even though sometimes the rotation didn't show that, they paid him to be a number one. I would be surprised, though, considering he's missed 3 weeks, if they just throw him to the Wolves. I can't rule it out, but I would be surprised. All right, coming up next, we wrap up the show. Dum Dum of the Day. Oh, how do we end the show? How do we end the show on a Friday? How about a Keystone Crap?
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8-ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.